This is Earth and Sky with a story about nanotechnology, the science of the very small.
We spoke to Fabio Salamanca Buenteo with the University of Toronto's Joint Center for Bioethics. He and his colleagues surveyed an international panel of 63 experts in nanotechnology from around the world. They asked them which nanotechnology applications will most benefit developing countries in the next 10 years in areas such as water, agriculture, nutrition, health, energy, and the environment.
Very briefly, the examples of energy are at the top, precisely because without energy, none of the other applications can be used.
According to Salamanca Buenteo, nanomaterials such as quantum dots have novel properties that make them useful in developing, for example, more efficient solar cells. He said that developing countries, home for 5 of every 6 people on Earth, should do more than just focus on simple technologies.
It is very clear that science and technology are an important and essential component of development. So it's not that science and technology are pursued by rich countries. It's that the rich countries got rich because they are interested in pursuing science and technology.
With thanks to the National Science Foundation, I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.